We're almost at the first cross-examination of somebody who has testified before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into state capture, the former ANC MP Faki Mentor. She's going to be cross-examined tomorrow, it appears. Today, she had, if you like, cross-examination evidence led by somebody representing the Zondo Commission, saying, well, this is what you testified originally, and we've done as much fact-checking as we can, and Clement Magnotella of Eyewitness News. In some quite key and disturbing areas, Clement, what the Commission's investigators have found seems to contradict Faki Mentor's evidence.
Yes, indeed. So one of the first thing that they dealt with was around the trip that she undertook with then-President Jacob Zuma. That was a state visit to China in Beijing, and that was in 2010. And she indicated that on that flight, she met Duduzane Zuma, the son of Jacob Zuma, who then introduced her to the Gupta brothers. But during her testimony last year, she also did say that Atul Gupta was already in China at the time. And when she arrived in China, she saw Atul Gupta there. And what she understood and what she was told was that Atul Gupta was actually one of the advisors of then-President Jacob Zuma. So the commission has gone to the Home Affairs Department to check their records on whether Atul Gupta traveled out of the country during that time that there was a state visit in China. And the records show that Atul Gupta was actually in the country and never left. And this was after they looked at all of his passports. They also went so after, you know, determining that Atul Gupta was actually in the country at the time, they went to the Department of Trade and Industry, because it was that department that was responsible for the organizing of the trip, and they had a list of people who had undertook that trip. They also confirmed there that Atul Gupta was not on that trip. So Faki Mentor seems to insist that even though the records contradict what she told the commission last year, she insists that, in fact, from her own knowledge, Atul Gupta was there.
And then also, Clement, there's the issue of the flight on the Monday, where she said she flew up to Johannesburg, was picked up by somebody on behalf of the Guptas, went off to the Sachsenwald compound where this offer of a cabinet post was made, and then she was taken back to the airport. And there seems to be no documentary evidence that the commission's investigators could find that she flew to and from Cape Town to Johannesburg on that day.
Yeah, so that's the second issue that they dealt with, because she is insisting that on a Monday between September and October, she flew SAA, flying from Cape Town to Johannesburg, and that's when she was picked up, as you say, and taken to the Sachsenwald compound to meet with the Gupta family and offered that job. And that's the most critical part about her testimony. That's central, really, to the testimony that she's given here around state capture and linking the Gupta family. But the commission hasn't been able to establish. They went to SAA. SAA gave them all the records, and there is no flight in terms of those records from SAA that show that Faki Mentor actually traveled on a Monday to Johannesburg from Cape Town. But the commission got other records from Parliament, and Parliament was responsible for booking flights for their MPs. So they're saying that in Parliament, the records there show that there was a flight, but on the 15th of October, but that was not a Monday. It was a Friday. But Faki Mentor is insisting and standing by her word that she remembers that she checked in SAA flight and she flew out on a Monday. So that's the discrepancy that the commission has been dealing with. And just in the last couple of minutes, they've been dealing also with the discrepancies about how she described the house owned by the Guptas in Sachsenwald. And when they went for a visit late last year to sort of confirm if what she had seen was actually correct, she's also conceding that, in fact, for example, at the time she saw five houses, but this time around she saw one.
Okay, well, it's going to be a very interesting cross-examination then, because if a sympathetic lawyer is putting her under this kind of stress, imagine what a rather more aggressive cross-examining lawyer is going to do tomorrow. This has been set down for 2 days, Faki Mentor's reappearance at the Zondo Commission. Clement Magnotella of Eyewitness News, thank you.